In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I've taken a couple of days off from recording these little messages for you, but quite honestly, I'm getting bored being here in quarantine, and I'm missing you. Plus, as little as there is to report, it's a way for us to stay connected and to know exactly what's happening. First, my friends, I want to share with you a prayer for healing that came in a very nice card that one of my cousins sent me. And so I'm going to start off with this prayer, which is primarily for me and for each one of us individually. So on behalf of us all, let me pray this for our individual healing in mind, body, or spirit. A prayer for healing. Lord, you invite all who are burdened to come to you. Allow your healing hand to heal me. Touch my soul with your compassion for others. Touch my heart with your courage and infinite love for all. Touch my mind with your wisdom, that my mouth may always proclaim your praise. Teach me to reach out to you in my need, and help me to lead others to you by my example. Most loving heart of Jesus, bring me health in body and spirit, that I may serve you with all my strength. Touch gently this life which you have created, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, my friends, I continue with my quarantine. It was 1 week ago today when I started to come down with symptoms. And it was last Thursday when I got tested and got the results back that I was positive for COVID-19. I've got 2 previous recordings. If you want to get caught up, you can listen to those. But it's now a week into it, and I'm doing okay from what I can discern compared to almost everybody else I've heard about who has had this. I'm getting off easy. The worst I've had was a temperature that hasn't gone over 100. I had some mild chills for 3 or 4 nights. I have gone most of the past week without any temperature at all. Stomach was an adventure for a while there, but that seems to have settled down for the most part. And I am experiencing a lack of being able to taste things. My taste is not gone completely, but certainly it's not there 100%. And I hear that everything I've just described is pretty much COVID-19 symptoms 101. Now, I told you that there was this remote possibility that I could actually be out of quarantine today if I went 3 days without any temperature at all, without the benefit of taking any medicine, and I was symptom-free, and 1 week passed since I came down with the symptoms. That would have been this morning. But, my friends, I have to report to you that again, as is typical with this insidious virus, in the second week, it tries to make a comeback. And so last night, I had a bit of a headache when I took my temperature before I went to bed. It was back up to 99, and I had gone several days without any temperature whatsoever. Now, I didn't even have any chills last night. So people are saying, well, I'm so sorry to hear about your setback. Well, it's not really that great a setback, save for the fact that now the clock starts again and I need to go 3 days without a fever or any kind of a temperature at all before I could even consider coming out of self-isolation, coming out of quarantine. And so that would put the earliest that I could emerge from prison to Friday. I'm learning to take this thing a day at a time. I looked up on the internet the average convalescence period for somebody with this, and it's pretty much 2 weeks. So that would put me for another week here getting healthy, getting strong, and that would put me on the same track as the rest of the staff and the food pantry volunteers before we could go back into the ministry center anyway. Since I exposed a lot of the folks in the food pantry and all the whole staff the day I was coming down with symptoms a week ago, Tuesday, their clock started ticking and they needed to go into self-isolation for 2 weeks. So the whole staff and I may be synchronized now and looking towards next Tuesday for emerging from the dungeon that is quarantine, self-isolation. Now, that leads to some logistical matters that I want to talk to you about. If you've been calling the office, trying to get a hold of somebody, if you've come down to the property here at St. Mary's and you see that it is an absolute ghost town, that's the reason. All the property is locked up, including St. Mary Church now. I'm going to inform you that as much as I was wanting to keep the church open so that folks could come by and visit Jesus and spend some time in prayer in his house, the fact that nobody on the staff is working and able to do it, plus the fact that we're going through the belly of the beast here as a society, in this state especially. They're talking about the 20th or the 24th of April being when we really need to hunker down, really need to stay inside, really need to go out as little as possible. So in that spirit, I really believe God is calling us to keep St. Mary's locked and for all of us to learn that our homes, our houses of prayer, are the domestic church, are places where Jesus lives in each and every one of our abodes, our homes, and in our hearts. So let us continue to be united in prayer for each other from our homes, even as we, those of us who are technology savvy enough to do it, to join Father Wilmar for Mass every morning at 9 o'clock. He has continued to celebrate as he did during Holy Week, and he gets a little self-conscious when I tell him through texting or by calling him on the phone, because he and I aren't supposed to be in the same room together, and we're really, really being good about that so that he doesn't get this thing from me. I've been really trying to express on behalf of all of us our great gratitude for the way he soldiered on through Holy Week, the way he celebrated the Triduum and Easter and has been celebrating Mass every morning at 9 o'clock. He's going to try to, until I can get back in action and help him, he's going to try to keep the schedule that we had, 9 o'clock Mass every morning in English except for Saturday, and at 6 o'clock on Mondays in Spanish. We haven't really talked about what he's going to do this Sunday. Theoretically, I might be back in action this Sunday, but as I said, I'm taking it a day at a time. I'm starting to get some wisdom and learning that I can't rush this thing. So stay tuned for what Father Wilmar and or I may be offering for Mass this Sunday. The possibility that he may be doing, like he did for Easter, a bilingual Mass, one Mass on Sunday morning, but stay tuned. So thank you for all your expressions of support, concern, love, and prayers for my well-being and my recovery, and appreciation for Father Wilmar's tour de force performance, being the last man standing, so to speak. Continue to pray for and show appreciation to the staff. They were heroic in their performance of their duties that got us up to Holy Week and Easter, and help us and help Father Wilmar to keep on carrying that relay baton over the finish line to Holy Week. I'm happy to report that the staff is all feeling good. Nobody has reported that they are sick, that they have any symptoms whatsoever, that anybody has come down with COVID-19. As you can imagine, there might be a little bit of irrational guilt on my part, because I'm the one that caused everybody unintentionally to have to go into isolation and to effectively bring the parish to an operational standstill. But the parish is so much more. The parish is you, it's me, it's Christ binding us together, it's Christ joining us in prayer, whether it be on our Facebook page as we celebrate morning mass together, or just knowing that we love each other and that we are praying for each other in each one of our domestic churches, our homes. One of the things I forgot to deliver on my Easter message was the fact that, and I suppose I was talking about such grand and lofty things as death and resurrection, and how Christ is carrying us to a place of hope and resurrection and better days to come, all that being true. But nevertheless, I have to express my deep, deep, deep appreciation for, gratitude for, and absolutely see as one of the great goods, one of the miracles, really, that Jesus is working through all of this bad stuff. Your love for, understanding of, and coming through with financial support of the parish is astounding. It's astounding. Last week and this week, we don't even have a bulletin to keep reporting this, but 1 week, and granted there were some big checks that we're not going to be able to count on getting every week, people's stewardship for a substantial amount of time, but we counted, get this, we counted at least $14,000 that people had sent either through the mail or dropped off at St. Mary's in that strong box near Mary's statue. You're not going to be able to use that at least for another week. And if you're mailing in your checks, and God bless you for doing that, and you're wondering, hey, these checks haven't been getting cashed, that's because, you know, there's no staff been working for over a week, and there's nobody to cash and deposit the checks. But it's great to know that you're understanding the need and meeting that need and really showing your discipleship and stewardship. Now, last thing I want to mention, I'm still on quarantine. Father Wilmer is still on quarantine. You might be saying, what happens if I need a priest? Well, what you want to do if you need a priest is you want to dial the parish number, 508-765-3701. When you get the directory, it will say, if you need a priest, press 3. That will bounce over to my cell phone, which I'm talking into right now, and I will answer, and you will say, Father Ken, somebody needs the anointing of the sick. What I do is I have on my contact list the three priests closest to us in this area, younger priests who are sanctioned to and trained to make visits to the sick under the new protocols. They are Adam Reed from Webster, Father Daniel Moreno, Father Adam Reed from Webster, Father Daniel Moreno from Dudley, and Father Gregory, I'm not going to risk mispronouncing his last name. It's one of those Polish names that I'll just butcher, also from the Dudley Webster area. I text the three of them at the same time, and I say, a priest is needed in a home, or at the nursing home, or in the hospital. What's happening at Harrington? I'm getting mixed reports about whether or not they're even letting in priests at this point. But as of yesterday, I did get a call, and I sent one of the priests to Harrington. Of course, it was a non-COVID-19 patient, so I don't think, unfortunately, they're letting anybody go and visit any COVID-19 patient. As heartbreaking as that is, I begin to understand why. I myself, last Saturday, got a call. Wasn't a COVID patient, but because of the situation, I was just asked to say a prayer into the ear of somebody who was in the ICU, who was having a really, really tough time. So it's a different world right now, but there are certain constants, one of which is no matter what kind of a world we're living in, it's still a world in which Jesus loves us, He is with us, His grace carries us, and He gives us hope and healing in mind, body, and spirit, and gives us the strength and the grace to persevere under incredible trial and hardship. And so I'm going to sign off for now, and we're going to end with the prayer that we were ending masses with back when Father Wilmer and I were still saying them in the chapel. I did manage to find it somewhere in my cell phone. So let us end in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most merciful and triune God, we come to you in our weakness. We come to you in our fear. We come to you with trust. For you alone are our hope. We place before you the disease present in our world. We turn to you in our time of need. Bring wisdom to doctors, give understanding to scientists, endow caregivers with compassion and generosity. Bring healing to those who are ill, protect those who are most at risk, give comfort to those who have lost a loved one, welcome those who have died into your eternal home. Stabilize our communities, unite us in our compassion, remove all fear from our hearts. Fill us with confidence in your care. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. And so, speaking of prayers again, the outpouring of prayer on my behalf has been humbling and astounding. And I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Certainly, as I said, a lot of people out there, if not everybody else I've heard of, struggling much more with this virus. Okay, my friends, that's it for now. The Lord be with you, and may Almighty God bless all of us and keep us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I miss you, and I love you. God bless.